Bye.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome. My name is Will Johnson, and this is To The Point. My producer will be with us this evening once again.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, hello. So we're going to do something just a little bit different this evening. We're going to take phone calls because, you know, normally we take phone calls on Friday, but we're going to take some phone calls tonight because I think this is a special evening for America. For all of us, this is a very, very special evening. Why is that? Why do I say it's a special evening? Well, I say it's a special evening because President Trump has been acquitted. If the crime don't fit, you must acquit.
No, that's our favorite saying right now, right?
I love it. I love it. I say that all the time. The crime don't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah.
Well, some people say, well, you know, OJ was guilty. But you know what? The only crime, if there was a crime that President Trump committed, was winning the 2016 election. That's not even a crime, but to the left, that is a crime that he committed. So if the crime don't fit, you must acquit. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. Thank you for being brave enough to hit that share button. We are live on YouTube, DLive, Periscope, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. We're going live to Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. And like I said, we're going to open up the phone calls. But you know what? One more other thing. If you do a super chat and you have a question, we're going to gather all those questions for the evening, and then we're going to read them back and try to answer them to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first come, first serve. So if you do the super chat, put a question in there, because a lot of times I end up missing the super chat, and I'm going to make sure that I go through and talk about the super chats. And
yeah, I'll try to keep monitoring them.
Yeah, not tonight, but tomorrow we're going to take it from everyone who donated on PayPal through UniteAmericaFirst.com. I'm going to acknowledge everyone that evening. And I won't say the full name. I'll just say the person's name. So then that way it can be anybody that, you know, it could be anyone named Shannon or it could be anyone named Will, because I don't want people to retaliate because people don't want to be known for a lot of various reasons. But anyway, so Shannon.
Yeah, by the way, I'm Will's producer.
Oh, yes. For everyone who doesn't know, this is Shannon. She is my producer. She's the woman behind the scene. And I kind of convinced her to come on and talk with me about different things. So
yeah. So if you see me looking around and stuff, I'm looking at the different monitors and stuff like that.
Yeah, she's producing, okay? So some people say, what is she looking at? What is she looking at? She's working, okay? Mm-hmm. She's working. So let me say this about the Iowa caucus. And we talked about it with the four J's. Why did it happen, right? Why did the Democrats have such a huge disruption? And to my understanding, this has never happened before in the history of electing a person for, you know, to be their candidate for president. And it happened under the Democrats, not the Republicans. And one of the main reasons why it happened on the Democrats, because they're trying to change the rules of the game in the middle of the game.
Really? How do you know that, Will?
CNN actually let the cat out the bag because they were trying to do this whole thing on the popular vote. See, we all know that it takes the Electoral College to determine who the president is.
That's true.
And that way you don't have states like California, New York, or even Texas determining who is the president for the rest of the country. So this way, with the Electoral College, we all have a voice. Well, the Democrats want to remove that. They want to remove majority of Americans' voice away.
Yeah.
Right? And even though they said, well, the popular vote, well, the popular vote comes from California, New York. Why? Because they migrated people that shouldn't even be voting, in my opinion, to these locations.
Well, they have the largest population in the country.
Well,
so
you could have
five states or six states, actually even more than that, compared to California. You can put like half of America into California and still not have the same population as California.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's just very unfair. It means all those people in the middle of the country just are not represented. And, of course, who doesn't want them represented because they are mostly wet states? They're mostly red states, right? So who benefits from us being a popular vote country?
Yeah. Well, like I was saying, I think they bust, not even just bust, but they migrated a whole bunch of people that shouldn't be voting to these states. And now that's why these states are pushing forward to have these people vote. New York did it. They did it in San Francisco. It's happening in various places in California. And now you have people that should not be voting, voting. And now all of a sudden, the Democrats are always winning the popular vote.
So what happened in Iowa then? I mean, so...
So what in Iowa, because they wanted to change the game in the middle of the game, they're trying to go along with the popular vote. That's what they were trying to do. And CNN let the cat out the bag. They said they'd never done this before. They want to make it to where whoever wins the popular vote wins the electoral vote in Iowa. Well, them trying to do that, it blew up in their face. Mm. You had people that were livid. I mean, the chairman of the DNC in Iowa came on stage, and he was trying to explain what happened. He blamed it on the software. CNN said they were trying to do the popular vote, and the software was supposed to, like, maybe possibly give them that information. And all of a sudden, and Pete Buttigieg, he bought money into the popular vote, or to the software, rather, sorry. Well, it blew up in their face, and at the press conference, you can hear the reporters, because the reporters are all leftist liberals anyways. Mm-hmm. They support the Democrat Party. It's a total embarrassment to them, and because they were so embarrassed, how could this happen for their party? Because they still don't know who it is that they want to be on the top of the ticket.
Yeah, they really don't.
And so what happened is the ending result, the leader of the DNC in Iowa, he got his butt handed to him. They were basically asking him to resign while he was on stage. They're cheating each other out. They're trying to cheat each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just think about it. If you're supporting a particular candidate and you're having this happen, I mean, Elizabeth Warren, she's having issues right now. She's, to my understanding, she's no longer buying campaign ads because what happened in Iowa, because this doesn't look good for her. And
yeah, she actually withdrew $350,000 worth of ads in Nevada and South Carolina after the Iowa caucus results came in. And actually, Yang has terminated some employees as well. He only got 1% of the preferences in Iowa. He got like one delegate.
So he got
not,
one.
Yeah, he's not going to make it. But it's really tight between Buttigieg and Bernie. It's going to be interesting what happens. I think really what happens in Hamilton's going to really kind of tell us if these two are going to end up in the top two.
So who do you think is going to be in the top?
I think it's going to be Buttigieg. I really do. You know, I already said that. I feel like he's the only one that the Democrats feel can actually take on President Trump, because he's completely different than Trump, right? He's a young man. He's very articulate. He holds himself well. He's steady.
Mm-hmm.
And that's completely opposite to Trump. So anybody that doesn't like Trump's personality, because we hear that a lot. We hear a lot of people say, well, I don't like how he is. He's arrogant. He's this, he's that. Well, Buttigieg is completely different than that. Well, at least at this point, right, we still don't know very much about the man. At this point, that he comes off that way. And so anybody that doesn't like Trump's personality and his arrogance and his being a big businessman, they're going to go towards Buttigieg because they're going to feel like he's more safe, right? I don't feel like people feel like Bernie is safe because they're not quite on board with the socialism thing. So I feel like he's the one. And actually, you and I are going to do a video later on Buttigieg, because I've been actually researching this man, and he is actually very dangerous. He has a lot of very progressive ideas, and a lot of people need to pay attention to who they're voting for.
No, seriously. You know what? Buttigieg was is the exact reason why I've been saying that people that call themselves Christians are people who consider themselves to be true Christians.
Mm-hmm.
He is the exact issue. He mm-hmm. is the exact problem. He
yes.
is the exact Antichrist that's coming to the scene. He mm-hmm. is going to be the one, if he wins, and God forbid that he wins. I'll be honest with you, and I think we're just talking about people to just to be talking about because he's running in the Democrat Party right now, and it appears to be that he's going to be at the top of the ticket.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why we're having any kind of conversation about him right
yeah.
now. Because I don't think he's not going to beat Trump. There's not a single one of them that can stand up against Trump. But the issue with Pete Buttigieg is that he is going to go after true Christians mm-hmm. that stick to the actual word of God.
Yeah, he definitely has a huge LGBTQ plus. What he says on his website agenda. He's about making them whole, and he has a bunch of legislation that he wants to pass for that. And you heard today or yesterday they announced that his husband, it is his husband, that's what he claims that the man that he lives with is his husband, wants to be called First Gentleman. Is everybody ready for that? Is everybody ready for a First Gentleman?
Wow, the First Gentleman.
We thought it was going to be Clinton. We thought Hillary was going to win it.
Bill Clinton. We thought it was going to be a Bill Clinton, man. I mean, I guess my question is, how is it that you have so many people
mm-hmm.
that supporting this dude
mm-hmm.
and they call themselves Christian?
Yeah, well, we know we have to be careful, you know,
right.
because we know in the Iowa caucus, there's a video that went viral that this woman actually put in her preference for Buttigieg. And then she found out, wait a minute, he was gay, and she was like, what? He's gay? Because he doesn't carry himself that way, to be honest. You know, he doesn't do the
– if
he's
yeah,
not
if,
flamboyant
if,
in any way.
If he didn't tell anyone, then mm-hmm. no one would know that
you
he was
know.
Living that lifestyle
right,
if he just
know.
Kept it to himself.
Right.
Because he doesn't go around
right.
and bounce or anything.
And so she wanted to withdraw her vote. And see, to me, this is a bigger problem in America because people, we take things at face value, right? Even with Trump, people take him at face value and they don't really look into what he actually is doing for the country. That's one big problem. And people are doing that with Buttigieg as well. She took him for face value. She didn't know anything that he represented. She didn't know what any of the policies that he's proposing. And that's what we need to be afraid of. People have got to educate themselves on who wants to be in office. And stop taking everything at face value. Stop taking what people tell you is or isn't about somebody or something. We need to stop doing that. We're smarter than that. We need to stop being lazy. Right? I'm so tired of people being lazy.
Yes, 100%.
Anyway.
We've got to recognize exactly who is doing what to all of us in this country.
Yeah.
Now, the CNN and MSDNC and the rest of them, they really like Pete Buttigieg because he is bringing the change or the idea how they believe America should be. And what is the percentage of people living their lifestyle? Is it like 3%? It's like 3% of the people living their lifestyle. And just to be clear for anyone who's listening, I'm not saying that you need to be hateful towards anyone that lives this particular
not
lifestyle. Not saying you need to go out and do something to them. Just quite the opposite. You know, I mean, the only reason why we talk about, I disagree with the lifestyle. Now, just because I disagree with it doesn't mean that I'm a hateful person. Just because I disagree with someone shooting heroin doesn't mean I have to hate the person.
No.
Just because someone does have committed a crime in the past doesn't mean that person cannot be forgiven. I'm a sinner, and I ask for God for forgiveness on a daily basis because
right.
I'm not perfect. Now, the problem that we have is that you have a lot on the left thinking that, well, you can't say that someone living a particular sinful lifestyle is even sinful or that lifestyle is sinful. You can't say that.
I can 100% say that.
Well, I mean, I'm 100%.
You may not like it, but I can say it.
I'm going to stick and go along with
the Bible,
word of God
right.
says, and I'm
right.
not going to deviate from that
right.
because it actually convicts me too.
Right.
And just because there's maybe something that I find enjoyable and it goes against God's word doesn't mean that I'm going to do away with God's word and try to fit it to fit me. No, it doesn't work that way.
It's interesting that you bring that up, the Bible, because today Buttigieg, you and I actually, we do not watch The View. I mean, we don't watch The View, but we actually had it on for a few moments.
I actually flipped over and saw it was on today.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. But anyway, Buttigieg was on there, right? And so Meghan McCain actually brought up, she asked him, she said that she kind of felt like he was controversial as far as the abortion, his abortion stance, which we know that he said that he is 100% with how the Democrat Party supports abortion. And he said that, you know, anybody can interpret the Bible any way you want to. The Bible says that life begins at first breath. And I'm sitting here going, huh, the Bible said that. Can you give me that? Can you quote that scripture for me? Of course he didn't, and nobody challenged him.
Mm-mm.
But God says, I knew you in the womb.
I knew you before.
A person, being,
it actually says,
whole.
It actually says, I knew you before you were in your womb,
right,
in your mother's womb.
Right, so here's the other thing, too. In America, we define life, or the end of life is defined as when the heartbeat stops.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody could have argued with him. Shouldn't we argue that when a heartbeat begins, that life has begun? Because in the womb, you hear the heartbeat I know it 2 weeks. And when I was pregnant, we heard the heartbeat. So you can even argue that. You know, but here's the thing. He was like, listen, I feel like that, you know, if a woman is in a bad situation and that she gets this terrible news that, you know, 8 months that something's wrong with her child and she has his name, who am I to come in and tell her that she needs to keep that baby? And I'm sitting going, you're talking about such a small, itty-bitty percentage of abortions. Let's be real.
Exactly. And
most,
you know,
abortions are done as birth control because they didn't want the baby, they didn't protect themselves correctly, or maybe they were having sex and they tried to protect themselves lately, but then they didn't have enough respect for life that they eliminated the life.
No, you know
that,
what it comes down to?
Is when most abortions happen.
You know what it comes down to? They are making it possible for people not to take responsibility for their actions. That's what it comes down to. They're making it so you do not have to take responsibility. So if I go out and commit a crime, can I say, hey, I don't have to take responsibility for that because I can just abort that crime? I mean, seriously. And I'm not saying someone getting pregnant is a crime.
No.
But the point is they're making it to where you don't have to be held accountable for anything,
right,
especially that. And they're making a pathway so they can just kill on the whim without,
right,
without any. And
well, we know that abortions went up 13,000 more abortions last year. And we know that really coincides with the Me Too movement and everybody saying my body, my abortion, basically.
Yeah.
I love abortion.
Yeah.
It has
nothing
to do
exactly
with them sitting there going, oh, my gosh, I got this terrible news that, you know, maybe their child is going to have some kind of birth defect, and that's why they're limited.
Well, but like you just said a minute ago, it's such a small number.
It really is.
It's such a small number for that to happen, and they always refer to that. And that's what Ralph Nader, Northam, in Virginia, where he was talking about take the baby and make it comfortable and decide what you want to do with it later because the mother gave birth, and they found out there was an issue. And then they say, okay, well, we'll just go ahead and just, you know, execute this and call it good.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about that. So we have a video from today with our great president, Donald J. Trump. Now, Donald J. Trump was, you know, he's acquitted. And he's not gloating, but he has every right to gloat.
He
has every right, because after everything that they've done to him, he came down on the elevator, then the escalator, and talked to everyone. And ever since then, they have been after this man.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton, the DNC, all of them, they made all of this up. The whole thing was a whole scandal.
Yeah.
And
he
it
called
did
him
not
out on
work.
It. He called him out on it today. He said it was a witch hunt and
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was 100% a witch hunt, and it did not work. Why? Because God heard our prayer.
And he took that moment today, didn't he?
He absolutely did take that moment. And then he was actually just reading like a cue card. You know, he didn't have teleprompters. Yes.
I didn't see him reading a cue card.
Yeah, during his speech, he was, because I noticed that. I was like, oh, he has a cue card. He doesn't even have the teleprompter. So, you know, he was just like kind of referring to the cue card different topics that he wanted to talk about. Because he didn't need the teleprompters. He's not Obama. He doesn't need the teleprompters. And, well, I mean, now if he has a certain message he wanted to get across, I mean, I understand the teleprompters. But he didn't need it because he said, I didn't do anything wrong. And he wanted to make sure he addressed these issues. Okay, so let's go to this video. Let's play some of this video so that we can actually talk some more about it.
And then we ended up winning on Russia. It should have taken the one day, as I said, and it took years. Then Bob Mueller testified. That didn't work out so well for the other side. But they should have said that first week because it came out. Is that right, Jim Jordan? They knew in the first 2 days, actually. Devin, is that right? 2 days. They knew that we were totally innocent. But they kept it going, Mark. They kept it going forever because they wanted to inflict political pain on somebody that had just won an election that to a lot of people was surprised. I mean, we had polls that said we were going to win. We had Los Angeles Times and a few papers actually said we were going to win, but it was going to be close.
Okay, so let's stop it there for a second. He just talked about how they were after him. And I remember that night in 2016, I stayed up until 3:30 in the morning because I wanted to see him walk out. Because that night it was such a nerve-wracking night.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just knew, because the way the Democrats, they don't care. Mm-hmm. They don't care about truth. They don't care about facts. They don't care about God. They don't care about the American people. They don't care about the unborn. They don't care about anything that is considered good. And I just knew that they were going to try to do everything they can to cheat that evening. And they did try. But
well,
they
we had
still
just seen
failed.
It. In California, we had just seen it with Bernie and Hillary.
Well, we saw it, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so we actually saw it during the primary, during the 2016 election. Mm. I never forget it when they were supposed to go to the polls. I think it was on a Friday. I can't remember the exact day, but they were supposed to go to the polls, just like they do the Iowa caucus and everything else. It was supposed to take place in California. That morning, they automatically just gave all the delegates to Hillary Clinton. And basically, people were saying, I didn't even get to go vote yet. What do you mean you're just going to give it to Hillary Clinton? And they shut it down. They made everyone be quiet. Everyone was ticked off. They just gave the delegates to Hillary Clinton because they thought that she was going to still win. The DNC, Hillary Clinton, all of them gave Bernie Sanders the shank, and he just rolled over and took it.
Yeah, so we thought it was going to happen with Trump for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, well, we kind of knew that the crooked politicians in California was going to make sure that President Trump or that Hillary Rodham Clinton was going to get all the delegates from California. So
yeah.
We kind of knew that was going to take place anyways. But the whole point was, I was thinking that if they did it in California, they're going to try to do it everywhere else. But President Trump started pulling away. He started pulling away. He started winning states. After he started winning one state, then another state, then another state.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would flip over to the Communist News Network, even Fox News. What was her name, the lady that was on there?
Megyn Kelly.
Was it Megyn Kelly?
On Fox News?
Yeah, it was Megyn Kelly, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was on there crying because President Trump was winning. Not because she was happy, because she was upset.
Yeah, at like 4 or 5 o'clock, we were like, hold on, wait a minute. Is he going to win this?
Yeah, but it was slow. It was slow. It was a slow process, and it was still going, and it still didn't look good at that point. But I stayed up until 3 o'clock that morning waiting. But you know what? It's the same thing here. It's like the whole process all over again. They tried to take him out during the 2016 election. They tried to take him out with this impeachment after the whole 3 years, and it failed every single time.
Yeah.
And then the polls. They kept reporting the polls. Now, some of the polls were saying President Trump, but most of the polls that I was that I looked at that evening, it made it look like that he didn't have a chance.
Well, all the way up to election, it looked like he didn't have a chance. And really, that the whole 2016 election has made us have no faith in polls, right? Because it looked like every time you turn on the TV, whether it was Fox News or CNN, everyone said Hillary had the best chance of winning. And he just won by a landslide.
Yep, sure did. A landslide.
Mm-hmm.
He won by a landslide. And it was absolutely awesome. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that night and where I was.
Yeah. And actually, you and I both were talking about how it almost felt that way after the acquittal came in, right? We could just feel how furious the Democrats were that once again they lost.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. They lost 2016, and then they lost again. And that's why I put a meme out there asking how long before the left becomes violent.
Yeah.
Because remember, after the 2016 election, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. So, you know, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. So it was already the next day. And that entire day, they just cried, and angry. And then the next day is when they got violent. They became violent. They went out in the street. They were rioting.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, burning vehicles,
right,
attacking people. And because they were thinking that they had to have a revolution. They want to take over the government because they were not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think about Hillary Clinton during that time saying, remember, Hillary Clinton asked the question if she wins, because she just knew that she was going to win, will President Trump just accept it? And President Trump was like, you know, we'll see.
She couldn't even come out on stage that night.
No.
I would have loved to be in the room. She couldn't even pull herself together enough to come out on stage.
I would have loved to have been in the room that evening. Okay, one more thing. The Democrats know that President Trump's going to win. They know it. We know it. They know it. The American people know it. I had a gentleman call me today, and he's actually considered himself a total leftist Democrat. And I've known him for years. And I had a conversation with him earlier today, and he was telling me how he's so upset with the Democrats.
Really?
Yes. And I said, so are you upset with the Democrats because they're killing the unborn? Are you upset with the Democrats because they don't care about the American people? Are you upset with the Democrats because they want to tell little boys that they can be little girls? Are you upset with the Democrat because they want to remove God? Are you upset? What is your reason for upset with the Democrats? You're upset with Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, since you put it that way. And I'm like, well, I mean, I said, anyways, what's your upset? He said, I'm upset because the Democrats are making a pathway for President Trump to win again. That's why he's upset.
Really, they're just revealing who they are.
Yes, they're revealing who they are. He's upset because President Trump is going to win again, and the Democrats are helping him. And I said, are you going to vote for Pete Buttigieg? And he go, I kind of like what Pete Buttigieg said. And you know,
what did he like that he said?
He didn't really go into detail on that. I asked him, I said, look, because we completely disagree, I asked him if he would come on sometime with me. And he said that he was going to come on next week. Mm-hmm. So
let me tell you something about Buttigieg. Really go to his campaign website. He really has on there all the positions that he's taking on different things. And really read it with some objection, right? So really read into what does this really mean? What is he really trying to say? And you're going to, if you do that, like I've read, there's a lot on there. I was like, my goodness, I don't think I've ever seen a candidate's website so full of things that he wants to accomplish and do.
Well, the amazing thing was it's so full of anti-God rhetoric.
Well, but see, to him, he presents it as he's very religious and God wants it this way. And it's so that's what I'm saying. You have to read it.
Well, you know, I mean, you kind of brought up earlier how that lady found out that he was living that lifestyle and she's no longer supporting him. And that video went viral.
Mm-hmm.
And And the lady that she was talking to was trying to convince her that he is a godly man.
Right. She said, oh, well, I'm a Christian too, you know, but I believe that love is love.
This is them trying to change what Christianity is.
Mm-hmm.
And for anyone that doesn't recognize that the world is changing. But it's not, and they want it to change in their image and what they believe.
Well, the devil is
good.
A deceiver, right? He
That's
tried to
exactly
even deceive Jesus,
is.
Right?
That's
with
exactly
the word,
what it is.
Right? And so people try to deceive other people, you know, coming in, I'm compassionate, I'm loving, you know, everybody should love their neighbor. But God still gives us rules, right? He still gives us a way to live our life. And he's the authority. He created us, and therefore he gets to, he knows what's in our best interest. But, you know, we know that the devil is a great deceiver, and he's deceived a great many people. And that's why we really need to get in the word, maybe memorize some scriptures when you come across these conversations with people that you can refer them to. Because people just don't know the word, right? I mean, just like when Meghan McCain was on with Buttigieg this morning, I was just sitting there going, okay, neither one of you even know what you're talking about. And it really does a disservice to everybody that's watching it, because when they say, oh, the Bible says this, people go, oh, the Bible says that.
Yeah, man, it doesn't. That's Pete Buttigieg twisting the word. Okay, so let's go back to the rest of this video that we have. And there's a longer video. You can see it online.
Yeah, how long was he talking today?
I think it was about 30 minutes. But
it was longer than 30 minutes.
No, seriously. This one was about 30 minutes, but he actually talked different places. Talked about acquittal. Because at first I was looking at, he's in another place. Yeah, so he wasn't in the same place the entire day. I mean,
yeah, because his first one this morning was like over an hour, I know.
No, I think it was about 30 minutes.
No.
You arguing with me?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Okay. Okay, let's watch the rest of this video, and then when we come back, we're going to open up the phone line. So we're going to put the phone line on the screen as well.
And we did win. It was one of the greatest wins of all time, and they said, okay, he won. And, you know, I wrote this down because that was where a thing called the insurance policy. To me, when I saw the insurance policy, and that was done long before the election. That was done when they thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win. And by the way, Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for millions of dollars, the fake dossier. And now Christopher Steele admits that it's a fake because he got sued by rich people. I should have sued him too, but when you're president, people don't like suing. I want to thank my legal team, by the way, not for that advice, but for other advice.
I like it when he said that. That was funny.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he actually...
He does have a sense of humor.
He does. You know what? And he really wants to go after these people. And for some reason, it's like... I mean, he's straight up saying, you can't do it because it's political. I mean, why is it that they can come after President Trump and try to destroy this man and he has to take it?
Yeah. It's interesting because everyone says, oh, he committed this crime and he should be put in jail. And they don't even realize it had nothing to do with the crime. It had to do with it was all political. That's why he couldn't sue him, right? Because there was no crime. There was no – it was basically we don't like – that you used, well, they say, you know, abuse of power. I mean, tell me, at what point does president not use their power to get something done? Every single president used their power to get something done. That's why they say this is dangerous. It was a dangerous precedent to set, because you can say almost every single president is going to use their power to get something done. And they're all always running for office.
Exactly.
So they're always going to use their power to run for office. It's crazy.
All right,
I don't know.
We got the phone line open. If you want to call in.
Yeah, Colleen's on here. Colleen Cole's on here. She said it was 50 minutes plus. Thank you, Colleen.
Okay, so I was wrong. I was wrong. Okay.
I'm just messing with you.
It's all good. I can admit I'm wrong. Okay, the number is 319-527-3453. It's right there on the screen. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, the number is 319-527-3453 if you want to call in and chit-chat with us. Okay, so let me say this. I said this earlier that if you have questions and you just happen to and you do it as a super chat, I'm going to read it at the end of the broadcast. I know thank you for those of you who have been doing the super chats, and I want to thank everyone over at DLive watching as well. I love those lemons. I love lemonade.
We've had some super chats, but we haven't had any questions.
No
in
questions?
The super chats yet.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, I want to say I do appreciate every last one of you with the super chats. And, of course, on PayPal when you go to unitetheamericafirst.com. And actually, a lot of people have been asking us for a physical address, and we actually have a physical address now on our website.
Yeah, so, I have it at the bottom of the website, but I'll put it by the donate button at the top so people find it more easily.
Yeah, cool. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
58 minutes. Okay,
it's different than 30 minutes.
Okay, 30 minutes. Okay, so the is our phone line working? Let me make sure here.
So the number is 319-527-3453. It is on the screen. If somebody wants to call in and talk to Will, all his fans, give him a call. You can talk about the State of the Union. You can talk about the acquittal. You can talk about Mitt Romney. You could talk about the Iowa caucus.
I'd like to know what you think about Pete Buttigieg running, too. I really would like to know about that. What do you think? Do you think Pete Buttigieg – I think – do you – well, let me – not even Pete Buttigieg, but let me ask you. Who do you think is going to end up coming out on top on the Democrat ticket, Shannon? Do you think it's going to be Bernie Sanders? Because now Iowa, Bernie Sanders is looking good. Pete Buttigieg – and they're waiting for Joe Biden – and
Joe Biden's out.
Joe Biden, they said they're waiting for Joe Biden to start crashing here, so we're going to
My prediction is it's going to be Buttigieg. I think Bernie, I don't think there's enough, you know, they have to appeal to the moderate Democrats and they have to appeal to the independents, right? Or they're not going to win. So I don't think that Bernie Sanders appeals to those people. But to be honest, I don't even know how Buttigieg can appeal to those people either.
Yeah.
But
well, you know what? They're talking about Pete
when you
Buttigieg.
Take face value, when you look at just face value, the pretty little picture, I think it's Buttigieg. So I think that's who they'll go with.
I don't know. You know, Pete Buttigieg has an issue getting the black vote, too. Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
what
let's,
they're saying.
We have a phone call calling in now. So let's go to this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you unmute the call channel there for me, please, sir? All right.
Hello?
Hello. Which name are you calling from?
Wilson, Cincinnati.
Wilson. Hey, thank you for calling, sir. So what do you think?
Hey, well, I want to see Bernie debate Trump. I want to see Bernie be the nominee and debate Trump.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
How do you think
because,
that would go? Yeah.
Well,
how do you think that would turn out? I mean,
because okay, if socialism is really popular, then Bernie is the penultimate socialist, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So therefore, this will be educational. I mean, his lack of vision reflects the lack of vision in socialism per se, you know?
Yeah, don't you think, I mean, though, that if Bernie becomes the nominee, that almost ensures that Trump is going to win?
What I'm saying is I want to see a debate that's, like, philosophical and not based on, like, dissing the other person.
Do you think Trump is capable of a philosophical debate?
Against socialism, yeah.
Yeah.
Against socialism. I mean, he'll talk about his record, and he'll have his record to go with him.
Yeah.
You know, but what I'm saying is, I mean, Bernie, I mean, like, look, I like some of the points that he brings up, but he doesn't like how to fix any of these problems he's bringing up. Okay. His lack of a vision reflects, like, what his left he is.
Huh. So what are some of the points that you like that Bernie has?
Well,
I can't Damn.
You there?
I don't know. I don't know in particular. It's just, well, maybe just the whole list. I mean, the guy, he lists things when he talks, you know, so I'm watching him close, but
so
not
are
too
you,
close. Yeah.
Are you for Trump or are you
for
yeah.
Bernie?
Yeah, for Trump.
Well, Trump's doing a good job.
Okay.
You know, I mean, what I'm saying is the debates and the campaign sort of, I don't know, it will be educational to people because socialism is really popular right now. You know, that's what, I mean, people talk about statistics. That's what they say, right? Socialism is really popular among, you know, like this segment, right? Or socialism is just popular in general with national surveys. Well, if that's true, then a campaign or a debate about it on stage would be educational.
Do you think that
I mean,
the idea of free stuff is popular, or do you think that real idea of socialism is
popular? I'm saying Bernie has no vision.
Right.
Bernie has no vision, so he's going to have nothing to share.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie's not going to have anything to share, and I'm saying that lack of having anything to share about the future
yeah.
will be educational for America.
I get
yeah,
what you're saying.
I
get what you're saying. So basically, yeah. if he's on the stage with President Trump and President Trump is bringing up exactly about the socialism, people will actually understand and pay attention, and they will get the education that a lot of people don't even realize
yeah.
about socialism. You there? Sound like you're fading out there.
Yeah, I'm here. If Bernie flew a UE helicopter over my city and just dropped greenbacks out of a fishing net, you know, I mean, then people would just go crazy. I mean, if he just showered us with dollar bills, right? I mean,
well,
something
that's
more
what,
than
that's
that.
That's what Yang wanted to do, right?
You know what he wanted to give?
Well,
$1,000 a month.
Well, I don't know what kind of guru he is on finance. I don't really. I mean, Andrew Yang, I mean, he's, I don't know. I mean, different things. There's public goods that maybe, like, he has something to say about. I mean, let me put it this way. When you have inequality in financial matters, okay, what that does is create a, like, that's what makes distinct what is a public good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, suppose you had income equality, total income equality. Well, then everything would be leveraged. Think about that.
Yeah, you got a point. Good point.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
All right. Well, anyway.
Yeah, I agree. It would be an interesting
yeah.
debate. And maybe Bernie might have the opportunity to debate Trump. We'll have to see.
We'll see. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah. Hey, thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. Let's go to the next one here.
There's a question.
Hello. What's your name? Where are
okay,
you calling from?
Hello.
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 Hello. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay, well, this is Lola from Missouri, and I finally got a hold of you again because a lot of times I can't get your show till the next day and you're not on. You know, you're not on the phone or anything, but I always want to call you. The other night when you wanted to get a caller and nobody was calling in, I wanted to call you, but you weren't on at that time, so anyways, but I wanted to call and tell you that I was so proud of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of his State of the Union message that
mm-hmm.
I could just bust. And I also wanted to ask you something that maybe a lot of people, and when they were having the trial and stuff, and none of his lawyers ever mentioned this when they had their little court session or whatever you want to call the what they were doing. But anyway, how come they don't mention that he doesn't take a paycheck or anything? The other side was always saying he was doing something for his gain. Well, if he's mm-hmm. only taking a dollar every time his pay period comes or whatever, then, man, that's a really a lot of gain, isn't it?
Yeah, Lola,
so anyway.
Yeah, we talked about that before, yeah.
Yep, you're spot on.
Yeah, but
yeah.
but I like for you mentioned a lot. I've seen you all about every show that you've had, whether I get it that day or not or whatever. And I wanted to tell you also, you know, one night you was a little down and stuff, and I wanted to call you so bad and stuff. But remember, God is the person, and God is always with you, and he's going to take care of you one way or the other. And when I tell you that, I'm talking to myself, too, because we all need to be reminded of this and stuff, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And the Amen. Thing of it is that it's just, I don't know, I'm an old woman. And the thing of it is, I didn't never think I'd live to see such goings on now as what's going on and stuff. But we're living in this now, and Trump has my heart. And so do you. So I just wanted to call and encourage you and say, hang in there.
Thank you
hang
so much.
Hang in there, Will.
Thank you so much.
And remember, there's a lot of people who's out there for you, and there's a lot of people that's got Trump's back, too. So anyways, well, it was good talking to you, and you have a good day, okay?
Thank you, and God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, she's absolutely right. And, you know, it's really difficult when you're, you know, you're in the flesh. And it makes it difficult because you see, like, all the bad things that's happening around you. I mean, look at our country. And you want, and we know that God is there. But this flesh, we're bound to this flesh. And we just have to remember. We have to remind ourselves. And the beautiful lady that just called, you know, and she's like an angel. God used her as a message to send to me to say, hey, God got this. God is in control. And it's the same thing for anyone else that's just heard that someone needed to hear that message right now. God got this.
Mm-hmm.
God is in control. We can see it through our country, through President Trump, how the Democrats and I like the demons attack this man that we prayed for to put him in office, and the demons, Satan sent his demons to attack daily, day in and day out. And because of God, because God still loves us and God still wants to keep America great, he is on our side. And I'm talking about the Almighty God. And look what happened. Everything, I mean, these Democrats have thrown everything at our president. And that should be a wake-up call for every last one of us, how powerful God is. Because in the past, and President Trump said it today, no other president could take the beating, the abuse, the attacks that he has received.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, God has had some serious grace on America.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You know, no matter, I mean, it just shows us that we're still worth saving.
Okay.
Right.
So I know you were going to, you said there was a question earlier. Was it in the super chat? Because we were going to bring those super chat questions up at the end.
Someone didn't do super chat, but they did have a question. They just said, why do you think that liberals hate President Trump so much?
Oh, that's a very good question. Mm-hmm. Why do liberals hate President Trump so much? Why? Because President Trump brought God back into the Oval Office. Because President Trump is fighting for the unborn. Because President Trump is putting America first. Because President Trump is an alpha male and he's standing up to him. 4 more years. You like how I did that?
Oh, I love
four
that. That
more
good.
Years.
That's good.
Why.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay, let's
We actually have Buzzy 181 here. He did a super chat and he said, Once Trump wins in November, will we be seeing a lot of riots like in 2016? I think it'll be worse.
Oh, I think it's going to be worse. Mm-hmm. I think because they figured they're not going to be able to impeach, especially if they lose the House and we keep the Senate. Oh, my goodness. I think it's going to be terrible. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines here.
Okay.
This is Betty from Alabama.
It is, baby. How are you?
Hello, Betty. So I see Liz is on here, too. So after we talk to you, I'm going to go to Liz. And then we'll have another caller, too.
Cool. You know what's scary, Will? there's so much going on. God bless the president. Listen, I blubbered the other night during the State of the Union till I think I flooded my living room. I couldn't quit crying. It was so, oh my God.
It was touching.
It tore the heart right out of my soul.
It was touching.
And then what scares me is after Trump, I know they're going to double down on us this time because they know they're not back here, if any way possible at all, if they don't cheat. And that's what I'm scared of. They're going to cheat.
Yeah.
We got to really watch them. But if we don't get, when his time is up, and we don't get another president even close to Trump, the socialists or the Democrats take over, we'll. I'm scared.
Well, it's either Trump or one of them.
Yeah, well, you know what's happening? What happens is this country's done. If they are successful in getting a Democrat in office, whenever that happens, the country's done.
Yeah, they don't know what they're asking for. When they finally get what they want, I got a feeling they're going to regret it. But then again, the rest of us are going to pay for their stupidity as well.
Yep.
And that hurts.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That hurt. 100%. I just had to say that. God bless the president. Oh, my God, he made me cry so hard.
Yeah, that was a great State of the Union.
Yes.
That was the best. I blubbered like a blamed idiot in here. I was boo-booing on you. I couldn't stop, you know? Oh, my God. I said I was swinging snot everywhere. That was nasty.
Yeah,
President Trump has a knack to make people laugh, mm-hmm. to make people happy,
mm-hmm.
to make people angry, mm-hmm. and to make people cry.
Yeah.
He has the knack. Four more years.
He pulled those feelings out of me the other night. That I done forgot I had, honestly. I mean, people call me the B word all the time. I said, I earned it. I worked hard to earn that name. So just don't forget it. But, yeah, I just had to say that. I was, oh, my God. Oh, my God. My heart's still aching at that. It was wonderful. And I'm going to get off here and let you get with Liz. I got to hear all the stuff she's got to say. She brings up some good points.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to go to her. Thanks for calling.
I love y'all so much. Bye.
Bye, Betty.
All right, let's go to Liz.
This is really strange, but our chat on YouTube is not working.
It's not working?
I'm getting like an error on my end. I hope everyone else is able to connect, but for some reason I'm unable to connect to everybody. So if we're not acknowledging super chats and stuff, I apologize. Let's go ahead to the phone call. Let me check it out.
Okay. You there, Liz?
Hi, Daddy. Yeah, hi, Betty. Crazy. I'm dry. Not me, man. I'm cheering him. I'm like, yes. You know, I mean, the man knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Do you have me on speakerphone? Are you on speakerphone right now? You sound pretty distant.
Sorry about that. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. But, Matt, the guy that was talking about Bernie,
mm-hmm.
You know, Bernie's ideals are so wonderful, and socialism is so wonderful, the concept. You know what it is? It's the utopia. But, you know, I'm going to tell you about Bernie. Bernie lived in a commune. Bernie was mm-hmm. kicked out of that commune because Bernie didn't do a damn thing.
Mm.
Yes, because when you live in the utopia, everybody's got to work. Everybody's got to do everything. And if one person falls down, that's it. You're done.
Well, Hillary already said he was a do-nothing Democrat. So.
Yeah, she's been attacking him off and on here lately.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, too, is I will say, first I want to tell you about Virginia. Virginia, they did not go through with the popular vote gets the
the delegate?
Right. No, didn't go through. Yes.
Yeah,
so that one's
yeah,
gone.
You're right. There was an article about that just the other day where they were trying to make it to whoever wins the popular votes gets the delegates during the presidential.
Right. Well, it failed.
Yeah.
Well, it failed. Okay, so for all you people from Virginia, it failed. The other thing is little Mr. Bloomberg is bringing his dog and pony show up to Northern Virginia this Sunday. And we need to have people go up there
mm-hmm.
with signs, tell him to take his happy little butt back to New York, where it belongs.
Even Bernie Sanders is upset with Bloomberg.
I don't want him here.
Bernie Sanders is upset with Bloomberg, saying because Bloomberg is, he said, just because Bloomberg has $55 billion doesn't mean he should be able to come in and change the rules.
No, that's true.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree. I got to say, Bernie's on the money on that one. So is anybody else who's saying that. Absolutely. They are correct. It is wrong. Now, the other thing is as far as, you know, the biggest difference, and I don't know if these people really understand this, putting the word Democrat in front of socialism does not change it. The only
thank you.
What's the difference between communism and socialism? I'm going to tell you the difference. The difference between communism and socialism. Communism is forced on you with guns.
Mm.
They take your guns. This is what they're trying to do in Virginia. It's not socialism. They want a communist.
Well, socialism is just code name for communism.
Socialism is when you are stupid enough to vote away your rights. Communism, they take them. Socialism, you vote them away.
Socialism is a gateway drug to communism.
They own you.
Yes.
The only reason why they say Democrat, so a democratic socialist is so there's only two parties here in America, right? So they have to align with one of them.
And the two major parties, yes.
Right. So there's a third party will never make it to the top. Well,
because
he's
independent, but he's running on a Democrat.
Yeah,
ticket.
He's not a Democrat at all, and he knows it.
Yeah.
And they know it.
The kicker is socialism. We have a form of socialism in our country. And I'm talking about the VA system. The VA is government-run health care, and it has failed. How many men died waiting for health care?
Yeah.
And it's in Canada, too.
Yeah,
that's why they come down here to get medicine.
Yeah, they can't even run our VA system. How are they going to run the nation's health care system? How are they going to run free education?
Exactly.
And you know, I told my daughter, I said, I understand, you know, college is expensive, yada. You know, part of it is they're charging way too much because they're paying these salaries to these tenured professors who don't deserve it.
Nope.
To be honest with you,
right?
Buildings are all paid for, so what are they? You know, it's not like they're paying upkeep, and they're not building them. So, I mean, think about that. They're overcharging for education, and our kids are paying the price for it. Sadly.
Yeah.
And I understand where they want help. I do understand that. But think about it. You could have your college loans paid off between 10 and 20 years max if you're taking it slow, as opposed to paying for your education for the rest of your life along with 50,000 other people.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. Well, hey,
that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, hey, thank you for the call.
All right. Talk to you later.
All
bye.
Right. God bless. Okay, so let's see here. We're about to run out of time. Let's get this other one in here. It's been on here for 11 minutes, almost 12 minutes. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Bud.
How you doing, Bud? What's on your mind? Thanks for calling.
Good. How are you, Will? Well, I'm looking at the can we break the cycle of division in America?
Can we break it?
Do we want to?
That's
do
a good
want,
question. I, do we want to? To be honest with you, I don't think it is going to break. And I don't. I think because. So let me just say this: President Trump tried to work with the Democrats. He tried repeatedly, even when they were attacking him. He tried to work with him.
He still
with
would
the
be
Democrats.
Willing to.
And you know what? And because of who he is. After all of that, he's still trying to work with them if it's for the better good of the country. But see, the Democrats, they can't focus on anything other than trying to destroy him and his country. So I don't think personally that we can.
I'm not so sure that we want to because I look at it maybe a little different. I look at it as evil versus good.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried to break this division of, you know, in America by being a little bit passive, in my opinion. We've catered to the evil. And I'm not so sure that that's the, you know, the right way to look at it. I think that, you know, the division in America that we have is the same as we have around the world. It's evil versus good.
Mm.
Do we really want to welcome evil in?
No, you know what? You're absolutely right, because I truly believe that the Democrats are 100% on the side of Satan.
Well, and you know, I'm going to tell you, I was independent for many, many years. I haven't went Democratic for 30 years for that basic fact. I grew up in a household where it was a split party, but it was back in the day when you didn't see what you see today. Mm-hmm. I even, you know, one parent was Democrat, one parent was Republican. Imagine that.
Yeah.
One parent was union, one parent was non-union.
Today that's
so
divorce.
And I've seen so much mixture, but they all, certain things, they all agreed on.
Yep. Hold on one second. One second for me. I want to say thank you for everyone over at Block Talk Radio. We'll see you tomorrow evening. Okay, sorry about that, because we were on Block Talk Radio for an hour, but we're going to continue here just a little bit longer.